Tonight on Arena, Ian Rankin talks about to us about the latest John Rebus novel, A Song for the Dark Times, and Jim Carroll asks, where do I begin with David Byrne? Five one double 51 is the text. You can tweet the programme at RTE Arena. But to start this evening, if you've been anywhere near a radio today, you'll know that it's budget day. Total package of €17.75 billion is the largest ever announced in the history of the state. And there was, it has to be said, intense speculation in the artistic and entertainment circles in recent weeks and months about what, if anything, would be done on budget day to help the sectors in this most challenging of times. Joining me now, RTE Arts and Media correspondent Sinead Crowley, who's been watching events today. Record allocation, actually, Sinead, first of all, for the Arts Council. What do we know? What are the details of what exactly was given there, and did it fulfil expectations?
Yes, well, a fascinating day all round. I mean, usually the arts wouldn't even be particularly high up, you know, on budget day in terms of the attention being paid to it and so on. But obviously this is an exceptional year. And as we've said several times, the arts and the entertainment sector, one of the areas worst affected by COVID-19. There are people who literally haven't worked since March and don't know when they'll work again. So it was given much more prominence today. And the Arts Council budget increased to €130 million. Now, there had been, they'd look for around 135 in their pre-budget submission, but certainly there was a real welcome for that €130 million today. If you think about it, they got €80 million last year. There was then supplementary money with €20 million when the pandemic hit, but to go up to €130 million is seen as very positive. Like, for years we remember people talking about wanting to go to €100 million, so they have exceeded that now.
And the Arts Council have welcomed all of that, I presume?
They certainly have, yes, they have. They said that it shows that the government, you know, respects the arts and is looking at the sector and appreciates it. And they're saying that it will be used both for the organisations and indeed for the artists themselves. Individual artists, freelance workers, festival and organisations, all of those people who really haven't been able to work this year.
And outside of that Arts Council allocation, there's a €50 million fund going to what's referred to as live entertainment supports. Do we have any detail on that?
Yeah, this certainly is a sector that wouldn't have been mentioned in the budget before, because, I mean, luckily they didn't have to be mentioned really in the budget before. This was a sector who put on commercial gigs, who went about their business, didn't really, you know, deal with the Arts Council or any of that kind of state support area. But of course they've been incredibly hit by COVID-19, with theatres going dark, venues going dark, live music, for example, really badly hit. Who knows when we'll be able to go to a gig again? People, you know, no festivals this summer. So they had come together, and in fairness to both sides here, both sectors, their voice had been very loud and they had been very organised in terms of looking for support. And a number of groups like Epic had come together to make the case for the live entertainment industry. So they have now received this €50 million payment. So we don't know all of the details yet. There will be a press conference with the minister tomorrow morning. We'll get more of the details. But we do know, for example, that what's hoped is that it might, you know, replace some seats, for example. So if a venue was able to open with reduced capacity, then maybe some of that money would be accounted for, that venues might be able to open. I mean, Minister Catherine Martin did say that it's designed to help performers keep performing, and what she called to de-risk the cost of running events. And she talked about the stop-start nature of the pandemic. So certainly she did a piece on Twitter today earlier, and she talked about live shows amid the stop-start nature of the pandemic. So there does seem to be hope that there may be some shows again with this funding. Also a compensation fund for, you know, places we mightn't always think of, but schools and colleges, for example, who have, you know, an entertainment remit and who might put on shows, musicals and so on. There'll be some compensation for them. There's also the Music Stimulus Fund for songwriting and recording. That exists and that will continue into next year. So a lot of detail there, and hopefully more detail tomorrow morning when we do get to talk to the minister.
Yeah, and I suppose we'll find out how exactly that fund will be administered. I don't think we know who's going to be in charge of that €50 million just yet. Gaeilge Leafa, Egan Aragon Chomai, €3.5 million going to TG Cathair next year.
That's right. Agus Fáilteanna War, Curra Eg, TG Cathair, Roimhe Sin Freisin. And also in the mix today, for example, Fís Éireann also saw a €9 million increase in its funding. Section 481 to be extended until September 2023. Other money, €8 million for the transfer of the National Symphony Orchestra from RTE to the National Concert Hall. We knew this would happen. We knew it was in the cards, but money there for that transfer to happen. And again, this isn't, you know, it's about audiences listening to the music, but also about employment. The Symphony Orchestra would would be a significant employer, and again, you know, significant news for them, and that that orchestra will have a place there in the concert hall.
And I suppose it will establish that national cultural institution aspect that the orchestra was to achieve that status, and presumably the money will help towards that. Do we have any sense whether this is a once-off COVID happening in terms of arts budgeting, or does it signify something maybe more long-term in the thinking? Is that too much to hope for?
That's an interesting question. I mean, obviously, everything in the budget today was essentially about COVID and you know, reacting to COVID. But I spoke about the spokespeople for the industry. I mean, the NCFA, the National Campaign for the Arts, have been strong for a number of years. But this year, the live entertainment industry really did come together. And in terms of the task force on for the future of the industry, they came together as a group and their voices were heard. So I would have thought that was quite positive in terms of them selling themselves and telling the government, look, this is why you need us, you know, we're here. And I thought it was very interesting as well, Minister Pascal Donoghue ended his speech with a quote from Seamus Heaney, and, you know, a beautiful quote. And that was a reminder perhaps that the arts are a part of everything that we all do and that of government does. And, you know, it's so very much important that they're there and part of all our lives. So I thought that was interesting. Hopefully this fund will go some way towards ensuring that they exist, because a recent survey in conjunction with the Arts Council said that if there were no supports, it could be 2025 before the industry got back up and running again. Now, hopefully, I suppose all concerned hoping that that's the doomsday scenario, and that with these supports announced today, there will be some sort of industry back up and running again.
Well, let us hope that it is the first of many good days of good news for the arts sector, because certainly they've had lots of bad news in recent time. And thanks very much, sir, to Ortiz Arts and Media correspondent Sinead Crowley for that detail on what was allocated to the arts budget in today's budget.